And hello, good people of the internet. It is I, Tommy Kelly, and this is Adventures in Wubu. And this is just a chat in a forest. So welcome to Littlewood Forest. I'm again a bit of a mess, as I always am these days in the video, because I just had an amazing walk deep into the forest. I went way off track and finally managed to get the feeling of being lost in a forest. I mean, I wasn't lost, I knew kind of roughly where I was, but I really felt like I was in the depths of the forest. And a very wonderful experience that I'm not going to talk about because, and this is the point of this video, there's a thing that's happened to me recently in that I'm having an awful lot of kind of behind the scenes, behind the videos, not recording them, not talking about them, magical experiences. And I've kind of railed against the whole, you know, keep silent thing that is kind of pushed in the occult, and I suppose being that the name is the occult that is hidden and all of these things. And I didn't find it helpful, particularly coming from when I first came across, or when I came across it in one form, when I was learning Reiki, and that you weren't allowed to talk to other people about, you know, like the symbols or the teaching, and you weren't allowed to exchange knowledge even to other people who had been taught Reiki but by a different teacher or a different lineage. So I kind of didn't like that. I thought that was stupid, dumb. And I kind of find that in the occult circles that I think it's very helpful as a community when people are open about their experiences and that. And I always try to be as open as possible. But with that said, and there is something I've kind of been hinting at different times, mostly in the Patreon when we're doing the study group, of this idea that there's a point in your kind of magical life. I'm just going to go off the track a bit because we're getting into open territory and it might be a bit windy. That there's a point in your magical life where you have to go off on your own and not talk about things and kind of exclude yourself. And I think I'm having a mini kind of one of them now. It's certainly not, I'm not going off to, look at this amazing thing. Can you see it? Can't really, you can see loads of me because it's the tracking, there you go. But I'm not going off to live in a cave, or just quite yet. I am though getting, hopefully, a new office space that's outside the house. And that'll be my new man cave, my new magic den, my new cabin in the woods. It'll be beside the house, but it'll be as witchy cabin in the woods as I can make it. But what am I saying here? Well, I was just saying that I think there is a time and a place for silence and for not talking about things. Not because to be secretive or unhelpful, but mostly because I haven't fully consolidated them into myself. I haven't fully realized what they're about. It seems slightly profane to talk about them in the way of how it seems slightly wrong to talk about a sexual experience behind someone's back, say, like, you know, where it just doesn't seem, I don't want to say gentlemanly or mannerly or something, but it just, I think you can understand what I'm trying to say, and there's just something about it, and not from the point of hiding. It's just not to be talked about. It's not a secret. It's just personal. There you go. That's it. That's probably what I'm trying to grasp for. And while there is some of it I'm going to talk about in over to the Patreons, and the reason why I'm doing it is not because I'm putting it behind a paywall. You have to pay for my inner deep thoughts or any of that stuff. It's because it's behind a paywall, I can be that more open about things because it's not the general public. It's not just anyone can come in and have a listen. Like if I put something out on YouTube and people who have no interest in magic or think it's stupid or dumb or ridiculous or any of that thing can come in and have an opinion and annoy me by leaving a comment. And as much as you say, oh, you shouldn't be annoyed by comments, it's something that we as humans are. And it does interfere and it holds me back when I'm talking about things, the chance that someone will see it. So while I will talk about it in the Patreon, and if you're interested, you join up. Like, I mean, it's for $1 a month. Like, so it's like, it's not the highest paywall, but it allows me to be a bit more open because I know it's going to a community or it's going to a listenership that's already into these ideas and is kind of more accepting of it than the general public would be. Now, I have come to a crossroads. That's cool. This is a great crossroads. The knowledge of this crossroads might come in useful at a later stage. I'm going to go this way, which is back into the heart of the forest. So yeah, so there's some of the stuff, and it'll be the conclusion or the kind of roundabout bigger picture of what the Reiki Diaries were, which was the YouTube kind of version of Norman Reiki. There's an awful lot more happened in those 6 weeks than what I've talked about here on this channel or on the podcast for you audio only listeners. Lots of things kind of went on, and to kind of talk about them in separation or in isolation, it would definitely be talking them about them out of context, and it would seem kind of inappropriate, kind of some of the stuff that happened, but within the context of the greater thing, it certainly is appropriate. And I'm still unpacking it and still all that, but what I used to do with the podcasts and what was the idea was it was talking about things, not only to, you know, make a podcast and try to be more open about, you know, not hiding these thoughts I have from, from people around me and all that, was that I was to try in some way to figure them out for myself. By talking out loud, I find that I can work out these thoughts or these ideas in my head and unpack them a bit better. I don't really like talking to people in real life, because what I find is that people try to help and therefore immediately start offering, you know, ideas, solutions and all that. And I don't want ideas and solutions when I'm talking to people. I don't want people to try and fix it. And I appreciate that's, you know, of course, why people do it. What I want is to be listened to. And I find that talking to a camera or talking to the old days, to the microphone, staring at a wall, I found that I couldn't be interrupted, because there was no way that you, the listener, could interject. So I found that I find the talking extremely helpful and getting the ideas out there, but at the same time, not in a conversational sense. So this is all kind of a bit all over the place, I've really come to love the forest. And I spend so much time in the forest now. And I'm like, my next big project, what I was going to do, I have a number of projects that I want to do. And I had an idea and I knew, kind of mapped out what my next big project was. And that's completely gone. And that's been, not gone, it's been put on hold, because I have a photography project I want to do around forests and stuff like that. Now, it's just kind of, it's in its budding stage. And I'm kind of hesitant to talk about it, because as soon as you talk about these things, you know, the energy releases and you can end up not doing these things. But I've a lot of work done on it already. It's kind of, the idea behind it is to treat forests, photography of forests, not like landscape photography, but as street photography. So from like an animist point of view, going around doing kind of candid photos of plants and trees and nature is animistic street photography. And I just, when that kind of realization came on, I was like, oh wow, that's very interesting. I definitely can do something like that. So that's what I've been working on. And I've been posting an awful lot of the photos to Patreon and to Facebook and Twitter and all of these places. So the forest thing, what I want to say about that, when, for most of my kind of chaos magic journey, I've definitely been based in the kind of mental magic or the psychological magic, with a touch of energy kind of model going in there as well, to the kind of detriment, I think, of an overall balance or harmony. So much so that it became a kind of an intellectual exercise in many ways. And I think the last while, and particularly the Reiki seems to be a huge catalyst for this, is to get back in touch with actual physicality and not just kind of see the world as illusion or Maya, whatever way that word wants to be pronounced, but see it as another kind of factor, another layer, another, you know, it's like the synergistic thing of both the mind and consciousness interacting with this physical thing. And while I do think there is a lot to be said about it, it is illusion or it is kind of a dream or a matrix or whatever it is, the problem is when you have that kind of mental, intellectual, psychological approach to magic, is that it can very, while you think you're doing idealism, what you're really doing is solipsism. And so when you start thinking about a kind of consciousness aspect from, you know, a dreaming point of view, that if this is illusion, you're not the only dreamer. And so this guy is also dreaming. For audio people, I'm pointing at a tree. Which is something I kind of forgot, that I you know, you kind of think you're Neo, I suppose, in one sense, and that you're the only dreamer in this thing, which is not idealism, it's solipsism, which is that, you know, there's nothing outside of your consciousness. Whereas idealism is kind of more about that it's all a dream, point of consciousness within greater consciousness, but it's not just you on your own. And I kind of, you know, lost track of that a bit. So this whole kind of connecting again with nature and with earth has been wonderful for me, been extremely grounding. And as I walk through, like, I've had many adventure in the forest the last while, and it's kind of as if you have the mini adventure, you go off and do the quest, and it does feel quest like. There is has always been a resolution of some sort, an ending, an arrival at a particular area, or something happened, always happens. And then afterwards, there's the relaxation. And as I walk through, which now, as I'm walking through the trees, and this kind of, I can almost feel, not almost, I can feel the energy and the crud and the thing, like it's been pulled off me out into the trees and to be recycled or to be reused or just removed. But like, feel like a very energetic release of a kind of a clearing, like and in a physical but energetic sense. So I think that's been wonderful for me, and it's been great and very healing, and very, that whole thing of what plants, you know, to say Gordon White talks a lot about the plants want to teach you. And I definitely feel that. I feel like if of all of the things I've tried to get their attention, the forests have, you know, they've said hello, they've looked back, you know, that when you look into existence, and eventually existence looks like, it's not existence, it's the void, isn't it? Not the same. So yeah, so this kind of merging of mentalism, or the mental model, psychological model that I've been doing, into a more proper idealism, or grounded with not being the only dreamer, and grounded with personhood of other things, has obviously led me to the natural conclusion that animism is probably the natural state of things, or that the true reflection of the world, the universe, of existence, of consciousness. And you know, took me long enough. Everyone else was on that boat ages ago, and I was very resistant to the whole thing because I just had no connection to this. Because, as I say, I was not trying too much. I had my kind of worldview that all of this was illusion, a dream, not real, not actual, you know. And well, I still think that. That inclusion of not being the only dreamer, and that other things of personhood, that animistic outlook. But animism is that there's personhood outside of human, you know, that trees are persons, just not human persons. So yeah, it's been wonderful, and I feel really, really amazing right now, being out and about. And as you may have come or been aware, over the last while, I've had a tough last couple of months. Like, really mentally, emotionally, physically, all the other words, draining, tough. And I'm hoping that the kind of the swing is on the pendulum, in the normal sense of the word, not the reality transurfing sense of the word, is swinging in the other direction. Now, I know we're getting into the meat grinder of terrible space weather for the next couple of months, but I'm going to do my typical thing of ignoring it, hoping it'll go away or not affect me, in the way that I ignore Mercury retrogrades. And they don't usually affect me, only because the effects of Mercury retrograde are a constant in my life. It doesn't change because of Mercury. It doesn't get more intense or less intense. That's, computers break all the time around me. It's not, I don't need Mercury to be going backwards for that. So I think I have talked long enough about the forest. This has just been a kind of a vlog. Don't know what I'll call it, vlog in a forest, general talks. So yeah, doing loads of magic. If you want to know about it, it's going to be on Patreon in the next while. It'll probably just be audio, because I find that might be easier to talk about these things, get my head around. Might be a video, who knows. My connection more with other dreamers has been wonderful. And forests, as a forest bathing, as it's called, the energy release from being in forest after quest has been fantastic, and you should make a big deal of the good, as Transurfing says, and that's what I'm trying to do. So this is the good, and this is me making big of how wonderful it is and how thankful I am that I get to be in the forest. So good people of the internet, until our next adventure, be well.